Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries here at crossandthrone.com. Thank you for all those who are listening. I'm here with my son, my engineer, Timothy, and you'll might hear the dogs in the background, but we're enjoying ourselves here in our little studio here in Round Lake Heights, Illinois, as we get out the evangel through the internet. And we thank you all for listening. We are in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this wonderful letter. And let me just say this for those of you who are just coming in to understand the evangel of God's grace. It's very important that we correctly partition the word of truth and that we are diligent to present ourselves approved unto God in that matter. And that will require that each one of us is faithful in our Bible reading, not just a few passages, but being faithful in reading it. And so we're going to spend some time here over the next number of audio messages in going through this letter of Ephesians. We will not exhaust it. We can't exhaust it. I couldn't exhaust it. But we're going to go line by line and talk about this glorious letter and what it says. Now, a couple things, as we pointed out before, Paul starts out in Ephesians 4, and I'm reading from the Concordant Literal New Testament, where Paul says, I am entreating you then. I am entreating you then. That word then connects us with what he had said in the first three chapters. I am entreating you then, I the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. And so Paul encourages us there in the fourth chapter to walk worthy of our calling. But friend, it's important. Before we walk worthy of something, we have to know what it is. You must have light before you have fruit. You must have light before you can walk properly. One of the greatest enemies, I believe, to a walk that pleases God and that's in accord with God's grace, one of the greatest enemies today is what's called worship. People say, well, we don't want to know truth. We just want to sing. I like to call it shut up and sing and ignore doctrine. And friends, if you're caught in that, listen, you need to realize that you cannot have proper walk until you have proper teaching. The Apostle Paul, when he lists, when he tells people to imitate him and he lists the things about his life, the first thing he always mentions is his teaching before he mentions his manner of walk. Always puts teaching first because you can't have a proper walk without proper teaching. And so this is an important thing. And in Ephesians 4, he tells us to walk worthy of our calling. And that's an important thing for us to do. And we who have been showed such wonderful grace, ought to walk according to that great calling. Now in Ephesians, we're going to read just the first two verses in the Concordant Version, and we read here, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to all the saints who are also believers in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice how Paul starts this out. Its first thing we read is his name. And when they sent letters out in those days, the first thing you saw in a letter was the name of a person, Paul. Paul means pause. Before Paul, God had been dealing with his people, Israel. And when Israel rejected Messiah in God's predetermined counsel, when he knew it was all going to happen beforehand, and Israel was blinded through God's work. And by the way, our God in the Bible is not reactive. He's proactive. He had a plan. He had a plan that Israel would be blinded and hardened, and God would go to the Gentiles through Paul. And Paul means pause. And with the raising up of Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles, God put a pause on the prophetic CD, as it were. He hit pause and brought out a new program through Paul the apostle. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God. Now notice also it says Christ Jesus. And in the Bible, the divine names and titles are very important. And Peter and the apostles of the Lord Jesus on earth were apostles of Jesus Christ. Paul here is an apostle of Christ Jesus. The term Christ Jesus speaks of the one who's exalted, the exalted one who was once humbled. Christ, his title and his office and his name Jesus, meaning Savior. He's the exalted one who was once humiliated in time past. And Peter is an apostle of Jesus Christ, Jesus, the humbled one who's now exalted. Now, you have to meditate on what I just said there. But Paul was an apostle of a different order. He was an apostle of the risen and glorified Christ. Now, it says he's an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God. There's something that the apostle Peter or John never had to say. You never read a Peter saying he's an apostle by the will of God. And the reason is because the apostle Paul was greatly mistrusted, misunderstood, rejected, despised, and hated. And he still is today. You may say, well, people talk about the apostle Paul. Yes, they do, but they don't appreciate or teach or believe his doctrine. And this is one of the great burdens of today, a restoration of the teachings of the Apostle Paul. Paul is an apostle of Christ Jesus, the exalted Christ, the risen and glorified Savior, through God's will. It was God's purpose that Paul be an apostle. And it says, to all the saints who are also believers in Christ Jesus. Now, this is important. It's written to saints. That is, those who have been set apart to God, not through their works, by the way. We are His achievement. We didn't achieve anything. God, every believer out there, if you're a believer, you have only God to thank. You're His achievement. And it says here, to all the saints who are also believers in Christ Jesus. Well, what does that mean? They're also believers in Christ Jesus. Well, what that means is they didn't just believe in the Jesus of Nazareth who walked the streets of Galilee. This was a company of people who believed in the risen and ascended, glorified Savior. They believed in the risen, exalted Savior, and they believed the teaching that was connected with His present exaltation at the right hand as head of the body, the church. Friends, there's a truth. There's teaching connected with Christ here on earth, and there's teaching connected with Christ as Messiah of Israel. But there's even farther transcendent truths connected with the risen and glorified Christ. And these Ephesians were believers in Christ Jesus, the exalted one. And this is a great thing. And I pray that God would open our eyes to see the transcendent truths found in this letter. Well, until next time, we appreciate you joining us. Continue checking back for more messages. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us through email, or you can give us a call here at our headquarters, our little Vatican here in Round Lake Heights, Illinois, at 847-201-1060. Rejoice in the Lord, friends. Have a great day. Well, it started